Joining me in the studio, everybody's in the studio today. It's so nice. And when I called up Diana, I said, I can give you a call. She said, I would rather come in. Diana Famencina, I got it right, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Super to have you here today. And you're in to talk a little bit about foster parents. And you're actually a foster child, right?
I am.
Although I do not want to call you a child because you're an adult. You're 18. And you've been a foster child for how long?
For 3 years now.
For 3 years. Who is your foster parent?
Her name is Ann Zierin.
I think I know Ann. I think I may have spoken to Ann on the air before. Certainly know the name.
Yes.
What's the experience been like for you?
It's actually been great. Better than I expected. I was quite scared at the beginning. But, nervous because you don't really know what to expect. But it turned out a lot better than what, you know, people would normally think. And, the little stereotypes that fly around.
You know, you say stereotypes, and certainly when you think fostering, foster parents, you always hear the bad stories where kids bounce from foster parent to foster parent. They have difficulties and stuff like this. But for you, it's been a wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah, and I stayed in the same house for 3 years now, and it's been nothing but great.
And Anne's a super person.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, and you've had great opportunities as well, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah, now, let me ask you this. Do you think of Anne as mom?
Oh, she is. She's my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do everything together?
Oh, everything. She's my best friend. I tell her everything. She's always there for me. You know, she's my shoulder to cry on and, you know, my person to go shopping with. And, she's there for the discipline, too, as well.
You know, it's interesting because you've got some great opportunities. You're about to leave, Anne, and go to school, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What's the high school did you go to?
I went to St. Joe's.
Okay. And how'd you do at school? You did pretty well because you're going to McGill, right?
Yeah.
Right. What are you going to be taking?
I'm going to be taking international development.
Okay, and I understand you just got back from Kenya.
Yes.
And you were over there and you built, what was it?
We built a school and I went with Free the Children.
And so this is something that you want to take into your adult life. You said you'd like to maybe work for the UN and you want to be a humanitarian, do things to help people around the world. How does Anne help you with those things? What's she doing in the background to encourage you? Does she just allow you to just kind of stretch out yourself?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, you know, normally parents will kind of try and impose their own beliefs and they'll push their child become a doctor, become a lawyer, do this, do that. But really in my case, it's been more of try and find your passion. And she's there along the way with me, encouraging me, whatever my decisions are. And that's what she's done. And then I finally found my passion and she's been nothing but encouraging.
And I think it's terrific. You know, you're in a situation that could be so negative, but it's been a real positive for you, hasn't it? And I'm sure a real uplifting experience if we spoke to Anne. I'm sure she's enjoyed it as well. Must be very proud of you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I try and make her proud.
I think what we're trying to do here is, if you're interested in being a foster parent, I mean, she's had a huge influence on your life.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't have done it without her.
No way. I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah. And I think that, people want to help out. They're your she's your mentor. She helps you. She encourages you. If people are interested in being a foster parent, a great place to go is to the Children's Aid Society of SD&G. They can help you out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link up online right now for that. And if people are interested in helping out, you can end up with a great experience, a great person like yourself who's going to go on to wonderful things. And really have an uplifting experience as well. It's great having you in today.
Thank you so much,
and good
John.
Keep in touch. Good luck at school, all right?
Yes, all right.
And you're going to McGill, and someday down the road, she'll be we'll be talking about her and doing great things all around the world. Diana Famencina, thanks for being on CJSS FM.
Thanks, John.